This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Victoria. Well, that's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because I never say Victoria. Do you know what's so strange? How different people say my name. So like Ikram was shouting at me the other day. Well, she wasn't shouting, but I wanted to buy £240 perfume.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, Victoria. And I was like, you've never called me that in your lifetime.
But the thing is, she is actually very rich. And she moved, she
Ikram's always been rich.
Yeah.
Even when I was at uni, we were broke. One thing about Ikram, she's finna eat. And she's finna eat well. There's always something in her hand, like whether it's bubble tea, those kind of chocolate
sweets.
She used
to get the Starbucks coffee as well. She's always been about. So I'm surprised that
she had no job then. What was she doing? I was working. What were you doing? You were managing yourself.
Yeah, I was managing. I was on benefits because Kaya was.
No, but Jazz was really managing herself. Like, Jazz wasn't doing what everybody was. You know, everybody else would be like, yeah, Starbucks. Jazz was like, no, let me.
The only thing I'll treat myself with was the, you know, we used to get the lamb patties.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. What was going on?
If anyone listening went to Brunel University or happened to visit, you would know that they sold patties in the corner shop.
£1 maybe.
Yeah, it was like £1. So it was like a little treat. Like, we would look forward to it. Like, yeah, okay, we're about to have our lecture. Let's get a quick patty. But they were banging.
Yeah, they were
actually banging. And the Subway as well. I got sick of Subway because of Brunel. Sick of it.
Remember, I did this thing where I'd help the freshers move in my last year. And I did that for a week. And they gave me, Subway vouchers, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
What?
For 7 days. I got sick of Subway. So sick.
But do you know what's mad about Subway is that sometimes it's like, the more you have it, the more you want it. So I got a little bit addicted at some point.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They've upped their prices, you know.
They put crack in it. Yeah, they have.
Really?
Yeah.
They put crack. Wow.
Yeah. Like, I even get like, their tuna sub, and it's actually really nice.
I've not tried it.
Yeah, get it with sweet corn, red onion, black pepper, cucumber, mayo. Listen, it hits the spot.
I always get the turkey and ham or meatballs.
Yeah, Kaya likes the turkey and ham.
But they upped the price because I went there the other day and I got turkey and ham and they were like £4. I said, I had to humble myself. I said, does this come with the biscuit or the cookies? And they were like, no, this is £4. I was like,
wow.
She pointed at the board. She was like, yeah, the price is going up. Because you know, usually you spend about £3.
Yeah. £3 certain, innit?
I was like, wow, £4 inflation is real.
How are you managing with that? Have you felt it much?
Like, yeah, with the bus. the bus that goes around in my area, it's like, it used to be £7.20 for an all-day ticket. And now I went on it the other day, it was £8.50. I was like, these people aren't going to stop until it gets to
£15. Hold on, they didn't even... You know, sometimes they do it small,
£20. Usually they increase £20.
Yeah, so it might be like, it goes from £7.20, it might go to like £7.50 or like £7.70.
This is a pound and a bit even.
Wow.
And it's crazy because when I first started taking that bus, it was around, maybe like when I was, 2016, it was around £5.40. And I remember telling my London friends, they were like, what, you're paying £5.40 for a bus? To be fair, it was an all day ticket. So it means you can get off, come back on, get off, come back on. But, you know, when you're in London, £2, was it £1?
£1.65. But what I was going to say, you know those buses? Because I think I mentioned my friend lived in Canby Island. Mm-hmm. And like, you actually had to tell them what bus stop you were getting off.
Yes.
Is that the same?
Yes. But with that, because I don't like all of that, because often I'm going many places, I will just get a day ticket, basically. Okay. And it just means that, because I don't remember the stops.
Yeah.
Or usually, if you, more time, I'm probably going somewhere like the station.
Mm.
Like, I need to go to da-da-da station. So it's easy for them to know. But you know, some people, they know the roads. They're like, oh, can you drop me off at da-da-da street? And I'll be, no, ma'am. It would be very peak. And you know, some bus drivers get a bit annoyed. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Or they get a bit pissy.
That is actually a nightmare.
I don't have to worry about that no more. Well, I do for a little bit because I still got in a car.
Oh yeah, your girl.
I finally passed, guys.
Woo woo. I'm so happy for Vic.
Thanks, Jazz.
Yeah. You're going to be on the road. You're going to be doing skr-skr.
I know. I told you, Tosin and Toby. Because I was like, who cares? I was like, who of my friends actually cares? I was like, let me tell Jasmine. I think Jasmine will like this. Jasmine will like this news.
Yeah. I'm very, 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 very happy.
Oh, thanks, man.
But you kept it on the low.
No. It's not that I kept it on the low.
What happened?
It's so hard to get tests.
Oh, is it? You had to do it like last minute?
Yeah. I got a test four days. I can't remember how quickly I got a test. But it's hard to get tests now.
Mm.
It's really, really, really hard to get tests. Like, there's such a backlog because of COVID.
Mm.
And what else happened? There was a guy. Who's going to beat me? There's a guy I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know him. But there's a guy known that if you pay him £100, he will fast track your test.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't want to pay £100. But then I was like, I might as well.
Mm.
Because I'm paying my instructor, like, how much money weekly?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. So you actually
did. No, I didn't do that fast thing. I was just lucky.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept checking the website every
day. Was it in your local area?
Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to do Barkey and Tanner Street, but apparently that's notoriously known to be one of the hardest places.
Okay. Yeah. That area is. It's, the roads are a mess. I'm not going to lie. Very, very confusing.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Well, you're going to be on the road. Yeah,
thank God.
Have you got your car playlist yet?
That's a good question. No, I haven't actually. That's a really good question.
Yeah. That was like literally the thing I was the most excited about when I got my car. I was like, let me get my CD. Let me get my playlist together.
It's
exciting.
Maybe that's what I should do.
Because sometimes, like, don't you think about like the first song you're going to listen to when you're when you're driving your car back from the dealership or wherever. No,
but these are things I should think about. Because these songs are going
to
stay with me.
To be honest, it's not important. Oh, but
what's your song?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, it becomes irrelevant.
Mm.
But at the time, it's like exciting.
Mm, mm.
Like, this is the song I'm going to listen to.
Mm.
But
yeah. Do you know what? I'll make a playlist.
Mm.
I'll make a playlist.
This week, I wanted to talk about your old boy, your overall brother, Drake.
What did you do?
So, someone trolled him, and he said, "I'm gonna, I DM'd your wife because she looks like she needs, or she looks like she's bored or something."
Okay.
And he actually did DM the wife and said, "I'm here for you, Ma."
He gets on my nerves. He gets on my actual nerves. But he has to do what he had to do.
He had to do what he had to do. But do you know what I hate? Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I'm very much like with the whole get in your bag thing, get the bag. But that couple, they they then did too much.
They were so embarrassing.
Embarrassing. So like they started like trying to sell t-shirts with the "I'm here for you, Ma" on it.
Really?
Yeah. And they sold like, they tried to sell t-shirts with like the owl. I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with that. Yeah, the over your owl.
Mm-mm, that's brave.
Brave. But I'm like, no one cares.
Maybe the UK is good for some things. Because we would never in a life
download shame. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely never. But yeah, I think I'm not going to lie. I found it very embarrassing on her part. I thought what Drake did was embarrassing. But I found what she did as well, like being too excited. Like, stop being so excited. I know it's Drake. Honestly, I really get it. I really do. But if I was in her position, I really would. I would be freaking out to my friends, but I'll be turning to be cool on social media. You have to be. In my humble opinion, you have to be tend to be cool. You can't let people know that you're too excited. Are you crazy? That was gross. She posted, "Oh, follow back from Drake." Are you gross? After he moved to your husband and said to your husband, "Oh, I'm gonna message your missus," and you two, you were fucking excited.
But I'm not gonna lie, the way the group chat, I would be hollering, pooping, hollering. In the group
100%.
Chat.
Joking and jiving, 100%. I'll be screaming in there. I wouldn't even scream to my husband. Actually, I probably would. I would never scream online.
I feel like the husband confiscated her phone immediately.
Really?
I feel like he must have. Because even the way he was moving, he was like, "Oh yeah." He actually DM'd her and he had like a screenshot of the
embarrassing.
It's like they were both just so moving very.
I'm not gonna have Drake follow. If I was that woman, nobody would know. Like nobody would. People would think that I was having a long working day, and I'd log on and I'd be like, and I'll be like, do you know what I say? I'll be like, I'll be maybe in the grocery shopping with my kids or something. I'd be like, "Oh hey guys, seeing your memes are so funny. Stay blessed, y'all. And keep it cute.
That's shade, really cute.
The shade
that's
room really might cute. Post it, and people be like, "Rah, like she doesn't really give a fuck." Or people be like, "Rah, like she's begging it." I'm not selling t-shirts. That's for me. Maybe my pride. Actually, I got pride, you know.
And then I got pride. Do you know what she did? She jumped on.
Oh no! Stop. IG live.
She jumped on. No, she jumped on Twitter and said, "Oh, I had to create an account because I heard y'all were what's it called? I was setting trends." She said, "I heard I was setting trends."
Stop it, please.
The ratio was insane.
Oh, stupid.
And people were saying she didn't know Twitter was the slums.
Of all places. Instagram was even all right for you. Oh, sister.
Yeah,
man.
On Twitter, you're going to get cooked.
Sister.
You're going to get cooked.
Also, this is what annoys me about Drake, because the people that were he could message, or people who can comment on his shit, he follows. So that's your friend.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing to your friend. Anyways, because Drake has his things on private. He can't comment on his pictures. So that's your friend. You're saying, "Oh, I'm going to move to your missus." He's disrespectful. But the girl should have.
No, but the guy was chatting shit as well.
What was he saying?
He said something like, because I think Drake was commenting on a basketball match, and the guy said something like, "Oh, your son is going to step in for a ghostwriter," or something like that. So Drake, that's when Drake was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was something dumb, but he mentioned Drake's son.
That's such a weird thing to say. Yeah. Like, why do people talk about people's kids?
Yeah.
I get that, but I think now Drake was like, your missus needs excitement. And the missus is like a hamster. Like, "Oh my God, I'm so alive. Oh my God. Cool down." Oh my. When I saw her reaction, I was so embarrassed. Because he's right. And he knew. He said, "Your missus needs excitement." And look at her buzzing like a buzzer. Oh God.
And the man was buzzing too though.
Oh God.
The man needed the excitement too.
Oh, embarrassing.
Yeah, it was very tragic. I was like, this is not how I'd be dealing with this.
Absolutely not.
But it's well. Also, something that I wanted to address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Something I wanted to address, which I think is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that since Rihanna has announced her pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
also I want that baby to be born. I cannot wait until it's born.
Why?
Because I'm tired.
Oh,
am I a hater?
I don't think she's even been pregnant for that long.
I know, but I'm just tired of seeing the belly.
Wow, boy.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe I sound like a proper witch, but I'm
not even just you. A lot of people are. Just, a lot of people are angry. Not angry, but like, yeah, a lot just, of people don't like, see the belly. Just, I don't even mind.
Just please.
It's got to do with me anyway.
Just have the baby, please. Mm-mm. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough.
The only thing I would say is there's one outfit she wore. I've been liking the looks. I can't even lie.
Mm.
And it's very Rihanna. Like, I'm not going to expect Rihanna to walk out with baggy clothes. Like, this is a Rihanna. Like, this is what she does. But there was one time she walked out of like a sequined skirt and she wore belts. And someone said, the baby's saying, unbuckle me, please. I even saw a tweet that said the baby was meant to be born last week, but Rihanna said, you need to stay there. I need to serve some more looks. I need to serve some more iconic maternity. I don't know, Rihanna, do what you gotta do.
Oh,
but why is it frustrating you? Why are you over it?
Yeah, I think, do you know what it is, yeah? But I think maybe it's the Caribbean in me where I'm just like, please, like, the baby's cold. And in reality, scientifically, the baby is fine, innit? It's got her body heat. But I'm just like, why is the belly out? I just don't get it. But anyways, that's not even my issue. My issue is, that since she has announced this pregnancy, that there's people coming out saying that ASAP Rocky has been cheating on her, whatever. And I'm like, so when she wasn't pregnant, you were okay to be talking to ASAP Rocky, but now she's pregnant. Oh. You want to be selling stories.
You know, some people have that thing where they're like, they have levels to it. So I could cheat, but if your missus is pregnant, I can't cheat no more.
No.
A lot of people have, but you're saying that because you don't have that. Like, a lot of people, they have different morals.
Yeah.
I don't know. But some people really do. It's like, oh, okay, this is my line. I stop here. Like, now I feel sorry for it. Now I feel sorry for her.
But I don't know. I don't feel,
because apparently ASAP was talking to someone's mum. A white British girl was talking to her mum.
But I'm like, does that mean he was cheating?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what the message said.
She was claiming that, like, they had something going on. And I'm just like, but when the baby wasn't in the belly, you was happy to continue.
I don't know what to say.
I don't get it.
I don't know. People have different morals, innit?
And I'm just like, just hold it, innit? You were holding it before. Continue holding it.
I hear that.
Yeah. So I just don't like that, because I just feel like she's pregnant. She's already vulnerable. Hormones going all over the place. And then all of this shit is happening.
What I will say, I think that Mina Muwadi one was the that was the absolute worst. That person on Twitter that said that for literally fun and banter. I think that was, to be fair, when I first saw it, I wholeheartedly thought it was like a stupid joke. And like, I could tell it was a joke.
It just kept going, innit?
The thing is, I could tell it was a joke, but it was something you shouldn't have tweeted. I could tell that it was like, for me, it looked like something like, you know, for example, I don't know if you know this, but like, you know, One Direction, they used to always say like, oh, Harry, I don't know which one it was, Niall or Louis.
I don't know. Every time we talk about One Direction, you go through all of them.
not Zayn, but it's always Harry and one of the other guys. They used to say that there was like a fan fiction. People would be writing stories of them being in love.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But they're not. They're not. And like, it's kind of like, it's obvious that they're not. But if you're in that space, if you're a One Direction fan, you know that it's obviously a joke. So I thought it was like that. Like, just something so stupid. Like, something you would never, ever believe.
Yeah.
But you got to deal with the consequences of chatting real shit. And I thought that was awful, because this woman's pregnant, like heavily pregnant. We can all see it. And you're adding fuel to the fire. And that's somebody that's worked with both of them. So it wasn't, yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, people, I don't know what it is. That's the thing, I can't even, is it clout? It's not clout, but it's that clout. Attention.
Yeah.
That attention seeking.
Because I would have deleted it ASAP.
It's really doing people.
What do you think of Gunna and Young Thug going to prison?
I'm upset.
Is it? Not you being one of the free Gunna, free... Are you?
I'm a free Gunna. I love Gunna.
Murderers. All of you online. Gosh. All of you online here going, free Gunna, free this, free... Free
what,
murderers.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
So listen, that's my family member. You lot are saying that's free Gunna, free...
What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Okay. In fact, yeah, okay. Let's wait. Didn't Gunna even turn himself in?
Did he?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
Someone says...
I just saw there's 56 counts or something.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
It's not looking good.
What is that?
Looking 50, good, bruv.
50...
It's
not looking good. Does that mean 50 separate...
It means incidents. like 56 different crimes. Like one could be murder, one could be carrying a gun, one could be possession of,
Well, I don't really listen to music to miss it, so Pushing P. Anyways.
Pushing P.
And Young Thug, he's on one of my favourite songs ever, actually.
Which one's that?
Doesn't mean I listen to his music. Oh, let me try and find it. Oh, my days. Maybe I'm chatting shit. Maybe it's not on my favourite song ever.
What song is that?
But I told you, I don't know how to find it. Okay. Let me see if I can find the lyrics. Ah, we thank God. It's not him. No, wait. Basically, the song goes busting out the bando. I go from rags to riches. It's not T.I. All About the Money. Oh, Jasmine, I can't find this song. It's going to annoy me today.
You need to find it.
Let's keep talking. I'm sure I'll find it.
Yeah, I am actually a Gunna fan, so I am
up. Name three songs.
Pushing P.
And?
What's it called? Drip Too Hard.
Okay. I didn't even know that was him.
And Lies About You.
How does that go?
They'll tell lies about you.
Just finished this place.
Can get you off my mind. I might die about you. Okay, wait.
Oh, wait. I found this one.
It ain't no first time I spent some rest on my shoes.
Is this Young Thug?
No,
Gunna. Is this on his new album?
This is on, what is it called? What's this album called? Drip Season.
God forgive me. Him, Young Thug, 21 Savage, interchangeable for me. Really and truly.
That's how I feel about the Little Durks and that.
You need to figure it out.
Ooh, before Spotify cancels us.
You with me, guys? He brushes hair, rock and powder. I've been out the PJ with a model. Swimming in a baddie.
This is 21 Savage, right?
Yeah.
With me, guys.
What's it called?
Rich Nigga Shit.
Right, see, I'm adding that to my playlist.
21 Savage, Metro Boomin, Young Thug. So, yeah, I'll miss listening to that song, What's the Verdict Is Out, but I'm fine. In fact, am I even. I don't know. I just. I always find it hilarious when people are like, free this. Just free a murderer.
Yeah, I'm not on the free them stuff. If they've done the crime, they need to do the time. That's just how it goes. But yeah, I will be upset. More so about Gunna than Young Thug. Obviously, people are on their Young Thug stuff, but Gunna was like my favourite.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I really, really like.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know what he looked like until 2 months ago when he started dating Chloe Bailey. I'm not even joking.
But you know he was the one that said do it in a panoramic.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was him.
To be fair, he was the one that Rihanna copied.
Yeah, Rihanna
for Halloween. Yeah. Copied his look. I still didn't.
You didn't put.
I live in my own world. I really do. Like, I see these people, but it doesn't register to me. For example, Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
When he passed away, I was like, It's not the fact that I didn't know who he was.
Mm.
I just, I don't, maybe I really blocked things out.
Mm.
But like people were really like heated. Like people felt two ways. They were like, oh, RIP, or like really, really angry about it.
Mm.
And I was like, maybe I just didn't let his, maybe I just didn't consume his content.
Mm.
I just didn't care.
I didn't consume it either. Just because I just didn't, I didn't like it. That's just the honest truth. Like I didn't like his content. I just felt like it was negative. I feel like there's ways to get your message across that doesn't need to be that vile, in my opinion.
Apparently, one of my friends said apparently it was like equal opportunity, so he was vile to everyone, like men, yeah, women, yeah, everybody.
It definitely was, and also the other part to consider is that people knew like what they were doing when they were calling into him. Do you know what I mean? You know you're gonna get roasted when you call him, so it's like.
But some people seek that validation. Like they call, they want to hear. Because I after he passed, I was like, what did this guy actually say? So I saw a video and I was like, oh no, I do know this. I just don't care. Sounds awful because I know that a lot of people do. But like there was a woman that called him and was like, what would you rate me out of 10? Why would I ask someone who's like notoriously known for dragging? But some people want to, because they value that kind of person, they want to hear that they're an 8 from them because it might change how they see themselves. But I don't know. Yeah.
But it's like, if you're expecting to hear that you're 8 out of 10 and then he turns around and says you're a solid 3, now I'm crying.
Yeah. But why did you go? Do you know, I say why did you go there, but people seek validations in very, very different ways. Very, very different ways.
What's your opinion? Obviously, I know you're kind of indifferent, but what's your opinion on like, because obviously I've seen people go both ways where some people are literally rejoicing at his death and others are saying like, you know, just like you shouldn't be saying certain things, blah, blah, blah. For people that are listening that aren't sure what we're talking about, basically Kevin Samuels is like a YouTube online social media personality. I don't know if he's like actually qualified in anything, but he used to give like relationship advice, and his general sentiments is basically to date at your level. And like, basically if you want to, as a woman, if you want to secure like a high value man, so to speak, I think that's where the high value man stuff came from.
I think
it came from him. So he was saying like kind of stuff like, if you want to secure a high value man, like, you need to make sure like you can cook, that you're like, you're in shape, all of this kind of stuff. Probably stuff that isn't necessarily surprising, but he just, the way he used to deliver his message was very yucky. Like Vic said, he used to like rate people. He used to basically,
he used to call people fat.
Yeah, like, he used to call people fat.
So there's a clip I saw, he called a man fat.
Yeah,
he said, "Do you have a big dick?"
Yeah, he said, "If
he said no, he said so."
Yeah, he said, "If you don't like," he basically said, "There's nothing going for you."
But the thing is, the people, as I said, you know, which is very key about what you said about the people who call in,
because
you're looking for validation. Like, you know what you're going there for. So now, because now, even there's something to be said about people that call in. You're shallow too, because you're calling in. What are you wanting to hear?
Yeah. And all the advice that he gave was, to me, from what I've seen anyway, obviously I did not engage with his content like that, but from what I've seen, a lot of his advice was superficial and shallow. It wasn't, there was no depth to it. There was nothing empowering. Exactly.
Telling women you should cook.
Yeah.
Or high value man. Oh, anyways.
Yeah, and he used to say stuff like, you know, if you are going for a high value man, then just beware that, you know, he's going to cheat because he has options, basically.
Black people are finished.
Yeah.
We're finished.
So it's like, to me, the content was not empowering.
But do you know what I'm going to say, Jasmine? This ain't my content, baby. My content is to be watching the girls on YouTube and watching vlogs and watching TikTok dances.
This is it.
This is not my... And this is what I keep telling y'all, niggers. I said I'm going to stop saying
even
that.
Even said it with the hard E-R.
Let me, sorry. I even want to remove that from my vocab. This is what I keep telling y'all. This is what you lot are watching.
You're reciting it to me. You lot love it. You lot love Kevin Samuels. You lot love him. Mm. You lot love Kevin Samuels. Mm. Samuels in brackets. You love this kind of content. You never consume shit that makes you happy. You never consume inspirational shit. You consume shit that talks shit about you all the time. Mm-hmm. And not only do you find the Kevin Samuels, you find the what's in the thesaurus when you find an adjacent? You find the rest of them, synonyms. That's what you lot love doing. You love it. I don't understand it. And I know people always go, oh, with the Jewish community, there was cancer people. Yes, because they sing on the same hymn sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, is it hymn sheet?
Everyone's on the same page. Yeah,
everyone's on the same page there. Mm. Black people, we're not on the same page.
No, not at all.
That's why we even have this back and forth, back and forth. Other communities, they know this is wrong.
Mm.
Or other communities, they might be like, this person is chatting shit about women in our community. We're not fucked with that.
Yeah.
Come and see black people. Oh, we need to make, we need to justify it because when he was young, or he was only doing it because when he was young, it was a rite of passage. Oh, he changed his mind now. We don't have the same, we don't have a singular thought that is the same. And okay, yes, monolith.
But sometimes we need to be moving like a monolith. I'm not going to lie.
One thing about black people, we're going to give people chances after chances after chances. And not
but
good
not
people,
everybody. Yeah,
not good people. The bad ones. My God. My goodness.
The people that we get out of here, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't
come
make
and see
sense.
Someone will do something bad in a black community, like, and then come and see people be like, oh, but this is for the culture, for the culture, for the culture.
Culture.
What's his name? Westwood.
But the culture,
but the culture. He did it for us. When you said the culture again, for me, he did it for the culture. You know,
he helped me.
We're very, very finished. Very, but what I think about his death. When he was, maybe because I don't consume content, I don't care. Not I don't care, but like, I just feel like, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like he was a nasty person. Do I wish death on him? Probably not. No. I wish death on, like, was I rejoicing? No, because I didn't care. But I do, God forgive me, I do think there's something hilarious. I don't know. Because I want to go to
heaven. There's an irony.
There we go. Of him saying something like, oh, fat bitches, you know, they need to lose weight, gonna get a heart attack, and that's what you died of.
Mm.
But God forgive me, because I don't want that to be my destiny. This is why I don't wish things on people.
Mm.
However, abusers, you can fucking die.
Mm.
Sorry.
It's
like,
true.
And I remember there was a girl on TikTok that said, oh, I would literally dance on my abuser's grave. Come and see people in the comments.
Mm.
You shouldn't wish death on people.
Mad, innit?
Okay.
Mad.
See what I mean? People always find a way to say, oh, you know, let's still be nice. Mm.
But if it's nice
to me.
Yeah. Exactly. This is always.
Anyways.
That is the key. What about me?
Mm.
Was my abuser thinking about me?
Absolutely not.
Was he being nice to me?
But we always need to, you know, find a way to just stop it. You know, we talked about housing and like the housing crisis and all that stuff. And we talked about an influencer you guys should follow who's done amazing renovations. And I said she bought a house and people said, what did you stole a house from a first time buyer?
Oh, yeah.
But she's a first time buyer. Anyway, she got married and her baby went down the aisle in the car.
Aww.
Look.
Aww. I wonder who is controlling. Sorry. I think about the most random thing.
No, it's true.
That's so adorable. I just imagine someone holding a remote control.
That's so cute. I think it was the page boy.
Aww. Ah, it's so small.
Babies are so adorable. Sorry, what were you saying? What do you think about the death of Kevin Samuels?
Do you know what? I just struggle. It's not that I wish death on him or anything like that, but I did struggle with seeing all the RIPs, like rest in peace and whatever.
My friend did RIP on her private story. Do you know how much I love? I said, say with chest. Do your thing in chest. He's going to beat you.
And the thing is, it's like, the thing is, I have to be fair because at the end of the day, there probably is like a segment of people that feel like he helped them in some way.
Okay.
There
must be because he has millions of followers.
Yeah. So I can understand why there are people out there that are like genuinely saddened at his passing. But yeah, I do struggle with that. it's difficult when someone puts out content that I consider damaging. It's me, it's my opinion. I consider his content damaging. I do struggle to feel, gosh, how do I say this in a way that I'll still make heaven?
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I want to make heaven. Like, and that's why I don't engage with this shit.
Yeah. Like, I struggle to be sad that we'll not get any more of his content.
And that's absolutely okay.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even consuming it when he was alive.
But of course, I'm sad for his family, his friends, the people that loved him. I think death is awful, especially a death that is so sudden like that. It's not pleasant.
Do you know?
And he didn't go out in like the most dignified of ways. It is tragic for loads of reasons, I think.
Mm.
And I feel like had he kept going for a number of years, like perhaps his opinions, perceptions would have changed. I also know like how attention and stuff works. Like some people genuinely do put out content that maintains engagement, even if they don't necessarily agree with everything that they say.
Exactly.
But that's not a justification. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But yeah, some people are. I was thinking about that the other day, how even like when someone said to us, oh, you need to kind of switch up your content to be about more sex and stuff to get views and all that kind of stuff. It's almost to be like, don't talk about what you're actually interested in.
Yeah.
Talk about
what gets views.
Yeah. But also to the point, like, how can I put this? Don't be you.
Yeah.
Like, be someone else. Mm. Because you are not good enough. Or,
yeah.
And, but that's a separate note. I do think that some people do create a brand. Mm. And they're like, okay, I'm going to be, let me pull a name. I'm going to be Sally and I'm just going to talk about sex.
Mm.
Even though I might be quite introvert, I might be quite, you know, I don't really talk about that on the day-to-day, but online.
Or even though there's more to me than just this.
But online, that's the only thing I talk about. Mm. Like, only thing. Even though it's not really something I even really care about. But it's a niche I know that people are very, very much interested in. And then you can build, like, a brand, a following, whatnot, off of that. And then you might, like just said, you might find yourself saying some stuff that you don't really care about. But, you know, there's a section of the internet that I do.
Mm.
I don't know. That's the thing. That's the thing where it gets a bit risky when you build a brand off. I'm not saying Kevin Samuels did this. I'm talking about something else or other things. But like, that's the risky thing when you build a brand off not being yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
But
yeah, definitely.
And it's even hard to follow it up. Like, that's why I'm happy that I'm just myself. Because if someone says to me, oh, you said this last week, I'll be like, oh yeah, I did. Well, I'll probably forget it, but I'll be like, oh, that does sound like something I'd say. You know, but
yeah. Nice.
What about the black guy that he died and he was going out with a white girl, but all his tweets were like, oh, fuck black women, black dark skinned women, this, dark skinned women, that. People are like, oh, yeah, good that he died. I was just like, I don't care again.
Wow.
I don't care again. But people, I did see some black men being like, oh, dare black women go again. Just because he hated you doesn't mean that he deserved to die, all that kind of stuff. I was just like,
gosh.
So we should have been saying, oh, let's gather the evidence to find out how this happened. Like,
Sometimes protect us. Like, sometimes we need to protect us.
We have to be the warriors and fight everything. Even for people that hated our guts.
And it's not even just that black guy. There was another woman, I think her name is Lauren Smith Fields, and she was found dead in a bed after a date with a white man. And I did see a couple of tweets myself, but as soon as I saw it, I just clicked out of it. But like, black men basically saying, see, this is what happens when you date outside your race, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people were comparing it, like saying, this is what black men were saying about her a few months ago. But now that black women don't care about this guy, you lot are saying, oh, you lot need to look at you, black women, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I think there comes a point where you literally have to just disengage because it's...
But I think to me, people are engaged. Like, they're
not engaged in the right thing.
Oh, Jasmine. Like, some people are carrying this on their heads. Like, no. Like, you know when that black guy died? Some people were, like, carrying it on their head all day. Like, oh my God, look what he was saying about us. He was saying this. I'm like, okay, but... Not to be... He's gone now.
Mm.
He's gone now. And also, you don't know him. I didn't know him before this.
And like, I don't know. I think I wish for a lot of black women that we just kind of like, I get the anger, I get it, but like, we're going to be angry forever.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that hate us. Mm. Do you know what I was thinking about? It's so sad. Like, I was thinking, Candice Brathwaite, she, I love her TikToks.
Yeah,
and she
well.
Was saying something about like black love and like.
I watched that last night, actually.
Do you know what made me really sad?
Yeah, it did.
Because she was basically saying like, yes, she's in a really good relationship with her husband. He's a black man, everything. Really, really gorgeous couple. They're so cute and so funny. And she keeps nicking his clothes. I'm just like, she just like me. Mm. Like, we just get each other. But yeah, she's really, really cute. And but then she said if he was to pass or anything would happen, she would move on and he might not be a black person. And she's all right with that. But she said, get love where there's love. And that made me sad because I looked at the comments and I was like, why is it black women that it's only us that we have may not
have,
know.
Have to have these kind of.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen a white woman go, get love where there's love. Because
They be getting it.
One thing about a white woman,
they be falling in love. They be falling in love.
Fam. She finna bounce back. I remember there was this white girl I knew and she had like 5 boyfriends in a space of like a few months. Not seeing. You know how we love to do scene, but seeing each other, using our eyes to see each other.
Listen, white people, they don't know what talking stage is. Ask a white person what the talking stage is. They're baffed.
We're actually idiots, you know. What the hell is a talking stage? And how do you go from talking to seeing?
We did it to ourselves.
Not me, boy. I'm always asking, what are we? I don't give a shit. I don't give a heck. What the fuck are we? Are you mad? Who am I? What are we doing? No, ma'am. I don't even care. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm too scared to ask him, what are we? Because it might irritate him. If that's what's going to irritate you, that means the other things I'm doing in life is going to really piss you off. I need to know do you know what? If you're too scared to, let me say this. If you're too scared to ask him, what are we doing? You shouldn't be with him. Because that means you're too scared of him. Mm. You're scared of what he may say. Mm. And for that reason, you shouldn't be together. I think.
It's true. Mm. I think you've been on a roll today. You've been spitting the factual. Well. I forgot how we even got here, but I completely, like when I saw Candice's TikTok, I was just like, this is actually really sad. Yeah.
Because I got it, but I was like, why is it always us? Mm. And now I'm just thinking, being a black woman, like, I'm not going to lie.
It's long.
It's not really, it's not giving. Like, I'm looking at everything and I'm like, this ain't banging.
It's actually not giving.
I've got to worry about hair politics, dating life. If I go onto the streets and the dating life,
going to work.
It's hard. And then do you know what's so funny? I got asked the other day, you know, when people ask you, what do you see yourself as, a woman or a black woman? I was like, I rarely see myself as a woman.
Never.
And like, that's why sometimes, you know, when you're with white women, they connect on being a woman.
Yeah.
Like, you can see them being like, oh, like just connecting on being a woman stuff. And I'm like, I see myself so much as a black woman. Like, I'm thinking about microaggressions. I'm thinking about my hair. I'm thinking about colorism. I'm thinking about all sorts of things. I'm thinking about my nose. I'm thinking about all. But you're thinking of, you know, this is when I was talking to white women, I'm just like, wow, this is a different realm. Like, do you know what they're talking about? Equal pay.
Yeah.
I'm like, that one, I've not even considered that equal pay. Equal pay to who?
Wow. Mm. Even equal pay, like, I'm thinking about whether my pay is equal to yours, not even to the men. Is my pay equal to you and what you're getting?
Can I even manage myself with this pay? I'm not even thinking about you lot. I think about the bills. What is that equal to? That's what I'm thinking about when I talk about equal pay. Wow, it's not easy, man. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, it's not. It's very enlightening talking to white people.
Oh, 100%.
Because you realise, like, their problems are different.
Mm-hmm. And the maddest thing is when they have problems, that is a problem for them. Like, the equal pay thing, they carry it on their heads.
Mm.
Like, they will protest. They will. Yeah. They finna go to war about that one. But with us, we're just like, well,
could be worse. And it's sad. Mm. It's so, so sad. Mm. And I think it's the same with this whole, like, black love thing. Like, I do feel like there is, it's not everyone, but there is definitely that sort of, I don't want to say pressure, but even, yes, the fact that black love is a hashtag is wild.
But it's cute.
It's cute. I love it. I do love it. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like, why is it So,
but also for the engagement.
It's true.
You're
it's
telling
true.
Me you're not going to put, I will tell you, just you stick that hashtag black love in there.
I'm definitely doing hashtag get those black love.
Reach and engagement.
I'm 100% doing hashtag black love, but I do find it sad that, like you said, like that is something that we have to consider. Like, is this black man even attracted to women that look like me?
Mm. Mm.
And just not knowing, I don't know, like even little things, like imagine you have a partner and then you do find out that they were doing hashtag colorism.
Back, sorry, I shouldn't even know.
Back in the day. Like that is very likely in this UK, especially. It's a very high possibility that the person you're doing hashtag black love with, it was doing colorism.
Hmm.
And it could be, like, there's so many different ways of being problematic in a relationship. Sorry, I'm thinking as I'm talking.
No, let it out.
Yeah, it's just loads of things. Mm. Like,
so you don't like the hashtag?
I do like the hashtag. I like seeing black love. I do.
Mm.
But when I saw Candice's TikTok, it did sort of like hit home, like, raw, like, this is definitely something I have considered before. Like, it's definitely a conversation I've had with myself before. Or like when I've started talking to a guy and I'm like, oh, he likes me. Like,
yeah, because you're pretty.
Yeah, but I just have that sort of, that question of, oh, like, I didn't even know you liked black girls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So I've definitely been in that sort of place before. Mm. Like, I'm just shocked that.
But I think that's why the hashtag's cute.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, this is reality.
Yeah, a reality.
I think that's my perspective.
Yeah.
Like, it is a real reality. And like, I would say, like, I've had a few friends who are like, I'm finding dating hard, so I'm going to date outside my race. Mm. And I'm like, I think it is possible to find, like, don't just do it because you're like, oh, I'm desperate to be with someone. Yeah. Like, but I'm only saying it to them because they have always kind of been like, I'm never ever doing that shit. So I'm just like, don't do that shit just because.
Just because, yeah.
But yeah, I think I think the hashtag is cute because it shows it's a reality.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's cute. But I did think, yeah, I get what you mean. I found Candice's TikTok to be so insightful.
Yeah. But I do definitely agree. Like, we do need to go where we're loved. Like, you don't need to be managing with these men that are like exuding self-hate and all of this trash.
And you know what's
nonsense.
But like, I've seen stuff and I've read stuff and I've heard stuff about some black guys going to black women, like, even when they're cheating on, sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But it's just the audacity. Mm. And they're like, oh, you know, but you know, like, black love, like, yeah, I'm cheating on you, but like, obviously, like, the black love, like, black unit, like, black family home, like, you can't ruin, like, the home. Like,
that is so manipulative.
And people stay.
That is so manipulative. Were you thinking about black love when you were loving all over the place?
Cheating with a white woman.
Yeah. What?
Ooh, I know.
That is insane. Absolutely insane.
Do you know, every time I see black love, it reminds me of Tea and Tomorrow. I hate that they've become what they've become. Well, one of them has become what they've become. Sorry. Basically, I can't remember who someone said black love, right? One celebrity. And Tea or Tomorrow, I can't remember which one did. But I do love a bit of mixed race love or something like that. Or interracial love. And I was like, this has nothing to do with you. Not even the fact that this picture of them going out has absolutely nothing to do with anybody. It's got to do with them. I was like, some people are so like self-absorbed.
Oh, God. Yeah, but some people are like that. They don't see it outside of themselves at all. Or they take everything as like, they take everything personal.
Mm.
So in her head, she probably felt like, oh, is that a dig at me? So she was like, oh, I got a...
People are so obsessed with themselves. How can me posting a picture of my man is now indirect to you? We didn't think of you. But a lot of people... Oh my God, I was telling Gina this the other day. A lot of people think that, like, you think of them.
Mm.
This is something that even upsets me so much. A lot of people really think I'm thinking of them. don't know, you don't actually know the issues I'm going through in this life. Jasmine knows. Some of the stuff that I'm thinking about on a day-to-day basis, or do you know, it's not like this driving thing. Do you know how stressed I've been? And then somebody will message me something. I'm like, I wasn't thinking about you. And I hate to sound like a fuckboy or sound like, do you know how stressful my life has been? Or how stressed?
Yeah. I think sometimes.
Oh.
Oh, wait, sorry.
What's wrong? Do you want water?
No, I'm good. That is so disgusting. Sorry. Have you ever... Have you ever had a tonsil stone?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's the worst thing ever. Sorry.
It's all right.
If anyone knows what a tonsil stone is, then you know I've been suffering.
I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah. No, it's just like the most disgusting thing. Should I explain what it is?
Yeah, sure.
It is basically, you know, like your tonsils have like crypts in them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like they have little like nooks and crannies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like food gets stuck in them.
Okay.
And just now, as I was talking, one dislodged.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. So I had to swallow it quickly.
Ooh.
I know, it's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what else
there is. I really love my boyfriend's cats. To the point that I don't call them his cats, I call them my cats.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we got pictures of them? What are they called?
Twinkle and Coco.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So
cute. Okay, so...
But this is what I was telling you.
So you have your boyfriend's cats, but when you was at my house, you was acting like Bella was
I'm so
freak.
Sorry, but that's... No offense, yeah. This is what I was saying to him. I said, but how comes when I'm at Jasmine's house? Okay, I love you, Jess, but your cat is on coke. Your cat is on cocaine. Like, I was just sitting down, the cat is scratching me, jumping on me. Like, Jazz's cat was like a bee, jumping. I was like, what's going on? I don't like that.
The thing with Bella is that, like, she is extremely friendly. Like,
is that friend?
Yeah, like, she basically wants to go on your lap.
No,
but but you wasn't having it. Yeah, she's like, she's not the kind of cat where,
this
like,
is Coco.
She blind?
No, she always just closes her eyes.
Sorry.
No, she always just closes her eyes. Actually, he always closes her eyes. Sorry. And then let me find Twinkle. Twinkle's black. I think that's why we get on. We really get... No, me and Twinkle. Me and Twinkle.
Is it your buddies?
That's my Cody. Let me see if I got a picture.
It was even sad because when I got Luna, Vic immediately said I'm godmother. But I was like, you didn't have this energy for Bella.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't even met her yet.
I know.
But she looks so friendly and I was going to say I'm cute, but that's really...
She's actually bad vibes. Like, really? I'll be honest.
What do you mean?
Like, she's just rude.
Hmm.
Like, she doesn't care about my day or anything like that. Like, Bella, when I come in from work or something, she'll be like, hi, how are you? She'll greet me.
Talking.
And all of that stuff. But Luna just doesn't care. Like, she's like, okay, where's the food at?
Wow.
Once she gets the food, don't see her again.
Mm-mm.
She's putting holes in my clothes.
Wow.
Like she
holes in your clothes.
Yeah, like she always has her claws out to like jump.
God.
And climb.
Do they scratch you?
No. They don't.
Not scratch, but like with your cat. When I was around your cats, I could feel the nails on me. I said maybe I don't wanna say that.
No, Bella.
I just don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Bella. I don't think either of them scratch. Like, they're not like cats where they're like, don't touch me and they'll scratch.
It's not that they scratch, but it's like, why can't I feel your nails? And it's not even like a little bit. I can proper feel the nails. Oh, God, I can't find Twinkle. But they're very, 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 very cute. And they're just like attention, but they're not like... I like calm cats. Mm. Like, they come in, they go, you know.
Do you think, like, when you get your own place, you would be able to get a cat?
Probably not.
Really?
I think they wouldn't. I don't think I have time.
Mm.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, that's fair.
I would feel so guilty. Because there's days where I don't eat. But sometimes I'll be so busy I don't eat.
Mm.
Imagine if I forget to feed the cat.
They won't let you. They won't let you forget. And that's what's so strange. Like, Because there'll be times I'm not even looking after myself, but I'm looking after the cats. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I actually...
Do you miss them? Because sometimes I miss Twinkles and Coco.
The thing is, I don't think I'm away from them enough to miss them. But yeah, definitely, like, my sister had Bella for me when I was away for work for like 3 weeks. And yeah, I did miss Bella. Mm. And like when she saw me, when she heard my voice, she ran up to me. And it's so cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, so I do miss them if I'm away like for like that amount of time. Yeah. Mm. I don't know about Luna though. I'm not sure. Like we're kind of bonded, but I don't think we've bonded like
You're gonna give her away.
No, I wouldn't give her away. Mm. It's like I love her.
So what is she doing there? She's just a tenant.
Yeah, like I feel like she's a lodger. Wow. Like Bella feels like family, but Luna, it feels like she's a lodger.
Mm-mm. Is she like does she like a, to be touched or is she a jumping cat like the other cat?
No, she's not. She's not a jumping cat.
She doesn't look like a jumping cat.
Yeah, she can't even jump that well.
Thank God. that cat you had, that's a jumping cat. Wow.
Yeah, like Bella will actually like jump on your shoulder from the floor.
No, ma'am. My mum would even scream.
No. Yeah, like Bella is like a people person, but Luna is not.
Okay.
And I think I got Luna because I wanted Bella to have like a friend, a buddy, but Bella doesn't give a damn.
They don't get on.
They do now, like more so than when Luna first came, but Bella doesn't give a damn about Luna. She just wants people. Mm. Like I thought Bella would be less clingy if I got Luna, but Bella is still clingy. Still very clingy to
now
me.
Now I feel bad because now I'm seeing that your cat is very affectionate. No, and I'm taking it the wrong way.
Yeah, she is. That's what she wants. She just wants some love.
I don't.
She's saying, give a nigga some love.
No, thanks. Not to you. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Show a nigga some love.
So sorry.
It's fine. Shall we wrap up this week's episode? Okay.
Yeah,
by the way, guys, we're recording 2 episodes in one day because I'll be away next week. So, yeah, we're going to record this episode, the next episode, immediately after this one. Do you have a Black Excellence for this week?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Bella. She's got a new song called Prototype.
Yes.
It is amazing. So, so good. So, so good. She's in her new era of kind of like sci-fi queen.
Mm.
So check it out. It's an amazing, amazing song. I've got it on repeat. I'm even trying to stop playing it because I don't want to keep rinsing it because I want to hear it outside. But yeah, such a good song.
And my Black Excellence is Nella Rowe. She's been announced as the newest co-host of MTV Catfish UK. I feel like she's like the little sister I've never had.
Aww.
Well, I have little sisters, but
do you?
I haven't met them.
Oh
yeah. So moving on swiftly. Yeah, I feel like she's like a little sis.
Would you ever look them up on Facebook?
Yeah, I think I would. The thing is, my relationship with my dad is so bizarre.
Mm.
Because it's like I won't hear from him for time, and then just randomly, like, he contacted me and he sent like Kaya £80 for her birthday. And I'm like, this is, and then it's like he's asking how I am. Like it all comes in at once. It's like a rush of activity and then just nothing.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so used to it now that it's like it is what it is. But yeah, I'm sure I will meet them like sometime soon. I'm gonna make the effort. Maybe when I come back from holiday, I'll make the effort to like try to engage with that side of the family again.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now I'm older. But yeah, it is just weird because they feel like strangers, but yet they're actually my family. Yeah. Like they're my flesh and blood.
Mm.
It's weird. But yeah, sorry. Nella Rose. Yeah. New host. I'm really, really happy for her. She's getting the bag.
Yes.
And also Vamp UK's first TV deal as well. So yes, it's like 2 in 1.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to everyone involved. Well done.
Yes, sir. Good. Have a blessed week, guys. Don't forget to get tickets to the live show. They're still going, but I want everyone to be there. So yeah, see you later.
Looking forward to seeing you guys. Right. Bye.